Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to
what's up? I like how they did that. I got to say what's up to all of the listeners that are joining us tonight in the chat room, and thank you so much for hanging tight with us this Thursday night. You know, I got to say I'm so excited that basketball season is back. Oh, my goodness. I'm just not a real big football fan. I can't do football. But I love basketball, and many of you know the season just kicked off, and what I love about the season is that everybody starts at zero, okay? Everybody starts in first position, right? So I was truly excited. I was looking at the Suns game. Y'all know I'm a Sunsaholic. Was watching the Suns game, and we won, of course. You know, we did our thing, but it was awesome because at the end, Steve Nash had hit a left-hand layup. It was a reverse left-hand layup, and, I mean, the shot looked nearly impossible, but it was awesome because he's just such an incredible point guard, very intelligent. And then we have Barbosa, who did his thing, and he's an excellent clutch shooter, and he hit a three. I think we only had maybe like 5 seconds go to the game. I mean, it was an excellent game how it went back and forth. And truly, I have to be honest, the Clippers – should have won that game because they had the lead, you know, and they were at home. But, hey, I'll tell you what, our Suns, we scored most of our points in the fourth quarter, and it was just truly amazing. So I got to give it up for my Phoenix Suns. But anyway, I just wanted to have a show tonight and just to kind of see how, you know, things have been going with everybody. Certainly let me know in the chat room for many of you that you know, want to fill me in, you know, on the latest, what's been going on with you and how things have been coming along. I definitely want to hear that, okay? And so I got to say, I'm just truly amazed at this Michael Jackson movie. How many of you have gotten tickets for that? Let me know in the chat room. I heard that the shows were sold out. And then they opened up some more shows because of the fact that the demand was just so great. Now, this is the thing that I don't understand. Why are they only doing the show for 2 weeks? I mean, I know, I guess the only thing I could think of is maybe they're doing it for 2 weeks because they know that, you know, with Christmas coming, they want to have this released in time to be put on the DVD. And Christmas time, usually retail businesses make a tremendous amount of cash. And so that was my theory behind it. But what I'd like to do in honor of Michael Jackson and just everything that he has done and his movie coming out, and they're still showing TV specials about Michael Jackson. If you go to MTV or if you go to E! True Hollywood, I mean, here he's been dead, what, oh, my goodness, 4 or 5 months now. And they're still, you know, intrigued with this man. So what I'm going to do is we're going to take a quick break. I would love to play one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs, which is PYT, and then we'll be right back. All right? So definitely y'all check out This Is It, which is already in theaters, and I believe they're going to extend it. They say only 2 weeks. I think they're doing that because they know the demand is going to be so great. But I believe it's going to be much longer than that. So here it is, Michael Jackson. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. All right, so we're back from that quick little break. And now, speaking of Michael Jackson, I ran into a little bit of information in regards to this Dr. Arnold Klein, okay? Now, this is what I find ironic about this gentleman. He claims that he's not the parent, has no ties to any of the Jackson children, all right? But for the new movie that's coming out, This Is It, all right, Dr. Klein's rep is responding that he believes that he should be credited, you know, for services that he performed on Jackson during the last 3 months of his life. Now, mind you, it was reported that Michael Jackson went to see Dr. Klein, who was his dermatologist, every about 2 to 3 days. He went to see him, okay? Now, I don't understand what kind of skin disorder you could have to see a doctor, a dermatologist, so often. Many were believed that Michael was meeting Dr. Klein because Dr. Klein was allegedly giving him prescription drugs and writing prescriptions for him, you know, supporting his habit. We don't know if that's true or not, but nevertheless, Klein wants, get this, $48,522.89 for his services of 179 procedures. What is going, 179 procedures in 3 months? I mean, what is going on? It isn't like Jackson had a ton of acne or serious skin issues. I know supposedly he had lupus, but that's not something I don't think you see a dermatologist for, is it? Anyway, Dr. Klein's rep says the bills were valid medical treatment. The statement goes on, as anyone can see from viewing, this is it. Michael Jackson looked great, and this was due in part to Dr. Klein's skill and hard work and dedication, okay? Now, the statement addresses the weekend charge for medical services, claiming that Klein needed to rent a helicopter to get to Jackson. As reported, on one Saturday, Jackson went to Klein's office and got 4 IM injections for a myo-resilient treatment. We're told that an IM injection is typically a Demerol injection, okay? In the statement, Klein says he'll donate any money he receives from the estate to a charity that provides assistance to inner-city kids with HIV. I think that's awfully sweet of him, but, I mean, at the same time, you know, he's trying to get money and, you know, he performs services. Most doctors suck, so once you pass for the ordinary person, once you pass, that's it. You don't get any extra money. Anywho, moving on, some more news with Michael Jackson. Now, Debbie Rowe, okay, says in legal documents on March 25th, 2009, that Jackson signed an agreement in which Rowe would oversee and supervise his finances, okay? This don't make sense to me at all. I'm trying to think as I'm reporting this story. Hold on 1 second. This cannot be Debbie Rowe. Okay, no, it's not. Because I'm like, hold on a minute. I know she was not this involved with his finances. All right, correction, because, you know, I like to make sure I'm reporting it accurately. This is Michael Jackson's former manager, Leonard Rowe. He was still involved with too many roles here, wasn't he? Anywho, those of you that are just joining us, I want to say thank you for joining us. I do see you in the chat room. I'm going back and forth from the switchboard. And Liberal Voice, hey, thank you for coming in, and I appreciate your comments in the chat room. Those of you that are just listening, certainly I appreciate you as well. Many of you have user ID numbers in the chat room, and I'd like to recognize you by your name. And so what I'd like to do is recommend that you create a user account on Blog Talk Radio. It's complimentary, all right? There are no fees. That way you can lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, and you'll be notified when we have hot and exciting topics and great shows, all right, that are coming up. Okay, so anyway, let's get the story straight. It was Leonard Rowe, not Debbie Rowe, okay? It just said Rowe in the story, and I needed to research a little further here. Anyway, the manager described himself as a manager, you know, that worked with Michael Jackson, and apparently he's saying that Michael Jackson's estate has a new creditor to deal with, you know. And so he's claiming $51,218. Now, this is so ugly because I had already visualized that his death was going to be ugly, you know, and now we got people coming out the woodworks wanting money for this, wanting money for that, and it's just really unfortunate, all right? Now, he's claiming, all right, that according to some documents that were signed on March 25th, Jackson signed an agreement in which he would oversee and supervise his finances and the shows at the O2 Concert Hall in London, okay? Mr. Leonard Rowe says this year he incurred $51,218 in expenses, which included hotels, car rentals, food, and airline tickets, and included the legal documents, the agreement that Jackson allegedly scribbled and signed, okay? And I'm sitting here viewing the document. Many of you can go to TMZ.com if you want to take a closer look at it and see what's going on from there, okay? So who knows? But it's just sad because it just seems like he's getting all of these different lawsuits now, okay? Because many of you also know John Landis, the guy who wrote and directed Thriller. He stated that Jackson owed him $400,000 from a deal made to take Thriller to Broadway, all right? And it was a deal, Landis said, that MJ didn't have the authority to make in the first place without his consent, okay? And, you know, it's just real unfortunate because it's just so many people that are coming up, like I said, and trying to get so much money from him. It's ridiculous. But anyway, apparently the company who hired Landis, John Landis, to do the Thriller gig also filed legal documents. Levesque Productions claimed they weren't paid profits they were entitled to from the music video in more than 4 years. They want more than $1 million, okay? How ugly this is getting. I mean, just crazy. He was controversial in life, and now he's controversial in death. I mean, my goodness. It's just sad, you know, how many people are trying to come out and sue. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. So hopefully with this money, a lot of the money he's going to make from the movie and his books, that they're going to re-release Moonwalk, I pray that he makes his money back, because this just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Anyway, let's move on to some more news here. Now, many of you, I guess it was reported also that Angelina Jolie, I guess, and her mother had fell out. Rumor has it one of her ex-boyfriends are speaking out, and the mother was upset because this was her boyfriend. Get that. Don't know if the story has any truth to it or not, but this young man is speaking out, and he's stating that he Angelina Jolie had an affair, and I just think that that's kind of wild. It's kind of, that's just a raunchy situation, you know, something that I definitely know I wouldn't want to be in, but you got to have some integrity, and I don't fault Angelina wholeheartedly. I mean, granted, yes, that is her mother, and she should have had more respect if this is true, but at the same time, it takes two people. You know, he's also just as wrong. Speaking of love triangles, it's also been rumored that Josh Duhamel, I don't even know if that's how you say his name, but Fergie's husband, he was the star that was in Transformers. It's been reported that he was cheating on his wife, and supposedly this affair happened this month in October with a blonde Atlanta stripper that goes by the name of Delilah. Now, let me tell you something, okay? If a woman approaches you with the name of Delilah, come on now, didn't y'all see what happened to Samson in the Bible? Come on now, good grief. I wouldn't trust nobody named Delilah. Good Lord. Anywho, I just feel like this man, first of all, if it's true, he's very foolish. Fergie appears to be a very, you know, cool person. I enjoy her music. I've seen a few of her interviews. She seems real down to earth, real humble. And I just think that, you know, he's denying the rumors. He's saying that it's not true. Now, according to Delilah, she's saying that that they've met several times. They met at a bar. They had a few drinks. He invited her over to his hotel several times and off to the races is how it supposedly went. But I don't know. I just hope that's not true, because certainly I know marriages in Hollywood are hard enough already, and then to let alone have to deal with that. Also, two spotted shopping on the scene. Kim Kardashian and her mother were spotted shopping and getting some lingerie. I mean, loads of lingerie. If you see the photo here of Kim and her mother, they have bags of lingerie, and I think it's kind of cool. That's awesome, you know, that they, you know, are shopping together. And how fun. Lingerie, I love lingerie. You know, I think lingerie is definitely something that can, you know, make you feel good about yourself. Rather you got a man or not, shoot. Lingerie is supposed to be for you, okay? But, yes, her and her boyfriend, many of you know, her and her boyfriend are back together, Reggie Bush. And they're also denying wedding rumors. Rumors were going around that those two were supposed to tie the knot, and that did not happen. And, well, she's saying that it did not happen. She denied it. But you know what, too? If you think about it, her sister Chloe just got married. And if she is shopping and getting tons of lingerie, she could be getting these as, you know, as a wedding gift for her newly married sister, who married Lamar Odom, many of you know. And, you know, I think what's odd, Kim said that she, Kim, it was reported that Kim said, you know, I was with Reggie for years, and Chloe met Lamar like a week before she was getting married. And she said, she was like, wow, what's going on? There's definitely a feeling of not jealousy or anything like that, but a feeling like, oh, my gosh, I thought it was going to be me. So, you know, she visualized, she admitted in an interview that she expected her to get married before her sister Chloe. But, hey, Chloe didn't waste no time. So, anyway, Kim also reportedly states, I'm really glad it turned out the way it did and that Reggie and I have gone through what we've gone through. I swear it's so much better and has made us so much stronger as a couple. No, that is true. Distance does make the heart grow fonder. I do believe in that. I truly do. Sometimes you don't know what you've got until it's gone, okay? So, yep, yeah, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. We will certainly be right back. Y'all definitely stay tuned.
Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Welcome everyone to the Lovologist Live. I'm your host, the Lovologist.
People don't realize what I've done, where I stand, and what I'm here for. But none of that matters, because everybody in this world and in this game got to open up the eyes and stop skipping class.
You know, I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
I'm in no way saying I have all the solutions to the problems that ail us in life or in love.
I'm going to make it do.
But I'll provide a foundation so that you'll be able to utilize the information I give you and build something that's productive.
We're living in
either
a time
right now,
everybody is
or
struggling
in the future.
For their lives. The stress, the depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you.
I stand here knowing that my story is part of the larger American story. That
blessings of peace.
I owe a debt to all of those who came before me, and that in no other country on earth
to my brothers and sisters all around the world,
some helpful tips on dating as far as being a single brother.
You prove to people every day that even though I've only known you for what, a couple weeks now, a few weeks now, You've already made an impact. You've always think you have to sit up here and work your way into everyone's life. I don't think that's the case with anyone. Sometimes people have that first impact, first day, and that's what you're doing. So, I don't have anything to
look at.
Now you know I got a call to toast my board of apologies. You should have told this voice on
the phone. Don't cause laughter. It may cause some tears. But one thing that will happen is that I will not hold back. It'll be raw, gripping, but honest. Tell me, when was the last time you heard that from a man? That
is,
if you can handle the truth.
Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Who's Mike Spielberg?
Who? Mike Spielberg? I don't know who that is.
Spike who? Mike Spielberg is bringing Hollywood to the Queen City.
Y'all haven't heard of him. Y'all know him. You better know him. You better know. You better recognize.
You can check out Spike Spielberg live from the director's chair weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/SkeeboFilms. SkeeboFilms. Or log on to www.spikespielberg.com for more information.
What's poppin'? This is AK Billionaire from Do or Die. We chillin' with my girl, Brown Sugar, on the live show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Holla back. Chat.
This is Gallo Chatter for Sean. I'm here kicking it with my girl, Brown Sugar. You know it is what it is, the real home girl. You know?
Yo, what up, y'all? This your boy, Jason Little, on Brown Sugar Radio. Yeah. Brown Sugar, how you doing? Just let me know how you feel. If you need me to come through, babe, take care of all your needs. Just let me know, and I'll be there, yeah.
So that is, and we're back, and I got to say, thank you so much for joining us on this short but sweet segment. We'll definitely be back next Thursday. Mark your calendar. We're going to make it do what it do. You know, I just got so many wonderful ideas and plans and things I desire for the show, and it's awesome. I do have a great lineup coming forth, but I need to tell you, y'all just hang tight with your girl, okay? Hang tight with me, because, you know, good things come to those who wait. So I'm really excited. Y'all know 2010 is almost here. This year has flown by. It is ridiculous how fast 09 has went. Had a lot of good, had a little bad. In the end, though, we're still standing, okay? We're here. And life is what you make it, right? I like that theory. No one can ruin your day without your permission. So keep that food for thought. And I got to say that y'all be encouraged, stay blessed, and we'll definitely tune in again next Thursday. You know what it is. Probably be 10 o'clock Eastern time. I don't know. But we'll make it work. Check your calendars because the show times are always changing. Come back, www.brownsugarradio.com, with a live show on the internet. Good night.